It's Kingies, it's Prodigal Sons, it's Garrick, it's Cobb, you know, Sanspit, Big Cobb, Margaret Pier, Big Cobb. The South Coast is still alive with the sound, not of music, but of fish.
Whether you're 3 years old, whether you're 60 or 100 years old, you will catch a shad.
There you go, buddy. Hit now!
This is the Angler News SA Podcast. I'm Vanessa Green.
Welcome to the calm before the storm. Welcome to Angler News SA, where it is the chaos pause. However, ladies and gentlemen, the game is far from over. Now, after a week of coastal carnage that felt more like a feeding frenzy than a fishing mission, well, things are starting to shift. From Margate to Richards Bay, rods have been buckling, reels screaming, and anglers leaving the sand with shaky hands and war stories. But this weekend, it's gonna take a bit more than luck. The bait hasn't died, not yet, but the conditions are about to test your grit. The swells are up, the winds are twitchy, and timing, it will be everything. The fish are very much still there, but if you want to be in, you need patience, you need precision, you need a plan. Fortunately, you are tuned into the podcast that will point you in the right direction and increase your strike rate. Because ladies and gentlemen, we are about to kick it off with the country's greatest anglers, and hey, we are introducing a new reporter to the show. Stand by for that. You're gonna love her sweet voice. Then a voice you are gonna love what she has to say, from Umhlanga right up to Bolito. But guys, for now, let's give a huge shout out to our sponsors, the Kingfisher.
The Kingfisher are the leading fishing tackle specialist. We stock gear for every facet of fishing, from carp to kuta, marlin to trout. Basically, everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Pietermaritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
Thank you, the Kingfisher. Now, guys, you know I don't usually mention promos, right? I mean, of course, we got our sponsors. It's a shout-out. But this is something that I had to mention because it involves KZN. This could change an angler's life. This could change a lot of things because they are hosting a competition. A competition where it's to do with a fish that everyone could catch. The shad. The shad is coming out throughout the entire coastline, and you know what? You cannot miss it. Whether you're 3 years old, whether you're 60 or 100 years old, you will catch a shad, right? Now, they've got a competition where it is valued at 50,000 rand in cash for the biggest shad. They got prizes up to 75,000 rand in cash. So even if you come out second, even if you come out third, you stand a chance. So pop into your nearest Kingfisher, buy a ticket. The ticket is 250 bucks. And if you catch the biggest shad over the period of this competition, well, 50,000 rand in cash is yours. So you know what? I had to put that out there because, guys, it is massive. 50,000 rand for a fish in cash, right? I mean, that is unreal for a fish that everyone could catch. Yeah, that is going to be the most expensive shad out there swimming, so hopefully it's got your name on it. Now, let's get back into what you are here for. Let's get into the KZN Fishing Report, and we are going to kick it off with Mike V and Brad Crumbler with everything that's happening around Durban.
How's it, guys? Yep, the Durban beachfront area, Glen Ashley, all those beaches, very quiet at the moment. Odd shad coming out. Some nice ones in the mix, but odd shad. One or two stumpies, one or two grunters, one grey here and there, not a lot of fish around. And it's that time of year where those do travel north and south for the bronze bream, stumpies, things like that. Going to go look for cob. That's where a majority of the bite has been. The Oaks looking to get a bite, especially this weekend in the rougher seas. Definitely going to have to be a travelling weekend. On the ski boat and paddle ski side, the guys did get some lovely snook and kuta. Some big snook have been around. The guys were getting some yellowtail, some albacores, things like that on the bottom. But again, also not wild. It's just that turning time of year. So a lot of fish coming in, a lot of fish stopping, things I get. Durban Bay, the usual. Lots of grunter, lots of snappers, lots of small cob. I think most of the cob are actually undersized, but there have been quite a few. No kingies this week that I heard of. Also, the spring are a bit quiet, but that'll be all starting again probably mid-end September. We'll be flourishing nicely. Guys, thank you very much. This is Mike V for ANSA.
Good day, guys. It's Brad here from Linsky Fishing Charters. The fishing report for the ski boat off the Durban area for the last week. Guys, yet start off right in the shallows again. Guys, the snook have been quite off the head again. There's quite a few snook off
the Blue Lagoon at Virginia Airport area, and then straight off the river mouth, there's also been quite a few garrick. So if you do put a live bait down, yeah, you should be able to catch a garrick. They're coming through in shoals, so it's great fun when you do catch those fish. On the bottom fishing side, guys, yeah, it's been all right. It's been a lot of Englishmen, some really good King soldiers. We got a nice John Dory the other day, and the Keelbeck are starting to show their faces in more numbers at the moment. Still half cob are in numbers on all the wrecks in the area. On the south side, there's been a couple of copper steam brusses, but you have to really go out and work hard for those ones. Yeah, so guys, this is Brad for Angling News South Africa, and speak to you guys all next week.
Thank you, Mike and Brad. So a slight dip in form from last week. Nothing wrong with that. It happens. Hey, it's fishing, right? I mean, we were in a purple patch. We had like 4 weeks of unreal action, and it's not like as though there's no fish. I mean, there's still fish coming out. Listen, while we're talking about Durban, I was out with Brad last week, the ECR team, and we had an absolutely amazing experience. So well done, Brad. Thank you so much. It was fantastic. All right, so that's Durban. Now let's get into the North Coast, and we are introducing new member to the Angler News family. Her name is Deandra Smith. Now, she is a phenomenal angler, right? I mean, I fish with her, I work with her. She is a Daiwa ambassador. She knows her stuff. She's like fishing virtually every moment she can. She is unreal. She's got a great social network, and she knows exactly what's going on in the area. So she's going to be our reporter moving forward. The area is covering Umhlanga right up to Ballito. Guys, huge shout out to Deandra.
Hi, Vinesh and fellow anglers. It's Deandra here reporting from the North Coast side. It's been the last week of the school holidays, and I've seen so many anglers just having fun, scratching around for some fun catches. Starting off with the smaller species, if you are looking to have a great family day out with the kids, the North Coast is the place to be. There's lots of carantines and blacktails around, and some of those are surprisingly big, decent sizes. If it's the biggest species sizes that you are targeting, there has been reports of anglers getting some kingfish, some rock cod, gary, grey sharks, and plenty of shad. I'm looking forward to the next week to see what everybody's up to and what catches they get, and then bring you another report by next week. Sidelines.
Hey, thank you, Deandra. Well done. That sounded amazing. Exactly what we expected. School holiday, scratching species, and yes, those carantine were huge. I've covered a competition last week down at Cuttings Beach, and it was an influx of carantine, and they were so big I had to look twice because I thought they were shad. Now, we do know there was a lot of shad. Like Deandra mentioned, they were shad. Remember, that could be worth 50K. Anyway, well done, D. Great to have you on board. Now, for the rest of the North Coast, well, there is still some nice cob coming out. Ones or twos, it's not thick, it's not wild, but the ones that are coming out are good quality fish. And as for the offshore side, well, once again, it is firing with snook and tuna. So lots of action on the offshore side on those two species, particularly. Now, with the challenging conditions this week, we've got big seas, we've got heavy winds, the coast is going to be a problem. Proper challenge. I mean, there's going to be very limited areas we could fish. However, it may be time to dust off the salt and try our hand in some fresh water. And who better to tell us what's going on over there than Jan from the Midlands?
Hey there, guys. With the weather patterns changing at the drop of a hat, it seems that the weather gods are playing a game of roll of the dice. It's not all ones and twos. And when the sixes come out, so do the fish. While winter is generally considered to be trout season, it's been a quiet one to say the very least. For the bass and the cypridans, that is carp and yellowfish, it's usually an off time, but they have been making a showing of late, which I dare say hints subtly, and I say subtly, at a seasonal change. Because whenever I mention the weather, it goes belly up. And to use a popular quote, it ain't over till the fat lady sings. And however, the long-range forecast looks to be holding a joker or two. While another popular quote says, make hay while the sun shines. So guys, spot those decent days and get out there before the snow circus comes back to town. The Stillwater Anglers of the Natal Fly Fishers Club have certainly been following the second adage, and there's been an increase in the numbers of fish coming to the net. Olive seems to be the flavor of the week, in the form of woolly buggers, with or without the orange beadhead that we typically use for winter, and zonker patterns. Water temperatures are reported to range from quote-unquote whiskey cold to 12 or 13 degrees. So temperatures are definitely on the up. It should get life, that is the trout food, back on the move again. Apart from a few fish coming to hand, bass in the Midlands remain elusive. From those that came to hand, though, were taken on a cracking crawl and Senko worm soft plastics in watermelon color, fished straight on the bottom. With the days warming and river temperatures on the up, carp and yellowfish action seem to be hotting up as well. Excellent carp have been coming from the fly anglers, targeting them on the surface at Albert Falls Dam with small floating brown beetle patterns, with the bank anglers throwing regular papchoi. Some good scalies, that is Natal yellowfish, have been coming to hand in the Umkomasa and Umgeni systems, and for the fly anglers, small weighted nymphs are considered to be your go-to patterns, but bigger tadpole patterns have also been accounting for fish of late. For the conventional or art lure anglers, small, that is 1 inch or 3 centimeter Salmo lures have been doing the business. Guys, this is Jan Korbel reporting for Kingfisher in Maritzburg, and do stop in the Kingfisher for the best in tackle and advice.
Thank you, Jan, you absolute legend. I needed that advice because I honestly am planning to go out and do some freshwater fishing this week. Thanks for the baits that are working. I really needed that because we know it has been challenging. The bass aren't wild, but knowing that I need to fish deep and along the ground, that is exactly what I'll be doing. However, I'll be using some soft plastic. All right, so that's our Midlands report. Now let's move on down to the South Coast. Now Ray is feeling awful. He couldn't be here. However, he did promise me he's going to be back next week. He's hungry. He's eager. He just needs a few more days of recovery and we'll know exactly what's going on. But what I can tell you, in those areas from Warner Beach right up to Scotty's, the fishing has been all right. There's been a lot of scratching species. Once again, lots of quarantine, plenty shad, and of course the odd brusher in between. So that's what's going on. We'll get a much more detailed report next week from Ray and what's going on down there. But what I can tell you is where all the action has been. Guys, there were days where it's been shad throughout the day and night. The only time the anglers have stopped is when they were going for bait, and that run continued. It was going on like over and over and over, and amongst that, plenty other species. But that's not for me to tell you about it. We are gonna leave that to our South Coast guru, Adam, with a full report of what's been going on down the upper end of the South Coast.
Good day, Vinesh and fellow anglers. I trust that all is well in the fishing community and everybody out there has been having an awesome week so far. And yes, guess what, guys? I've got some good news. We are still getting fish down in the South Coast. Can you believe this? It just has not slowed down. It has not stopped. It's seriously been an awesome start season for so many anglers out there. Whether you're just starting out or you've been fishing for so many years, it's been absolutely epic. You know, we're still getting sardines coming past and netted down on the South Coast with Pamula recently. You know, we're still getting loads of non-action from greys to all sorts of, you know, non-eds, a raggy coming out of Yuvongo Beach. I mean, what? So, yeah, in terms of game fish, you know, it's kingies, it's prodigal sons, it's garrick, it's cob, you know, sandspit, big cob, margaret pier, big cob, and garrick on all your deep water points. It's just been absolutely wild with a few snook in between. And guess what? The actual rock and surf side of things with guys fishing off the rocks for your brusher, for your bream, for your rock cod are getting rewarded. I mean, we're even having a yellow belly rock cod pop up at Yuvongo Pier out of all places, Vinesh. So yes, it's been absolutely epic down in the South. Can't complain. We'll definitely not look a gift horse in the mouth, that is for sure. I mean, we're even getting pinkies the size of, you know, buddy bottles. We're getting carantine. We're getting blacktail. I mean, when last we see one of those swimming around? I mean, everyone's been so focused on the game fishing on the sharks and the sods, obviously, but everyone's forgetting about the rock fishing, and it's starting to come alive again. The South Coast is still alive with the sound, not of music, but of fish, Vinesh. Otherwise, guys, stay safe, tight lines, and let's see those catches.
Oh, Adam, that is unreal stuff. I mean, whoa, how are you still getting all that fish after all this time? This run is going on from the middle of May. We are at the end of July. And you are still rocking it down the South Coast. Man, oh man, that's exactly where I've got to be. So guys, the fish are there. Like Adam said, he virtually mentioned every species. And you know what? If you fish in light, which you're probably going to have to do this weekend with the sea conditions, go and fish those rocky areas, those rocky points. It is going to be challenging. Do not get me wrong about that. It is going to be some pretty windy conditions. However, with that being said, this isn't the chaos of last week. It is purely a reset. It's the storm before the next frenzy. But for the anglers who show up, you will be ready, you'll be focused, and those guys that are just a little bit obsessed, you will find fire in the surf. So, with that being said, until the very next one.
This is the Angler News SA Podcast. I'm Vanessa Green. Find more episodes at ecr.co.za under podcasts or your favorite podcast app. Let's fish for the future.